This is Brother Gino, and I want to welcome my listening audience to the Pastor Study. It's certainly a blessing to be with you today, and I want to thank each and every one of you who are listening today. I don't take you for granted, and I appreciate you spending your time with me today. Now, we're going to continue on. We've been doing a study in the book of 1 Corinthians, and we're going to begin chapter number 10 today. Chapter number 10. And in the passage, verses 1 to 13, we have things that are written for our admonition. Now, when the children of Israel wandered through the wilderness on their way to the promised land, many of them were overthrown because they fell into sin. The things that were recorded in the Old Testament about them were written for our admonition so that we wouldn't fall as a result of the same sins. Amen. In comparing their examples to us, Paul showed how they all had the same start, but not all of them lived to the fullness of their days. Likewise, as children of God by the new birth, we all have the same start, but some of our lives are cut short because of sin. Now, notice first how the Jews at the Exodus typify Christians at the new birth. Again, we want to notice in verses 1 through 4 of chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians how the Jews at Exodus typify Christians at the new birth. Let's read verses 1 through 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The Word of God says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock," notice the rock has a capital R, "that followed them, and that rock was Christ." So we see that they were all under the cloud. They were all under the cloud. In the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 21 and 22, the Word of God says this, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." So we see there where it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, where they were all under the cloud. This is what they were speaking about, the cloud that we just read about here in the book of Exodus. Amen. So the cloud never left them on the entire wilderness journey. Likewise, as the cloud never left the children of Israel, the Jews, for the entire wilderness journey, likewise, the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, we read this, "Let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Amen for that. Now, we also see that all passed through the sea. All the Jews, they all passed through the sea. Amen. In Exodus chapter 14 and verses 29 and 30, the Word of God says, "But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. So we see then, again, they all passed through the sea. Amen. They all passed through the sea, as we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Now, likewise, we have all passed from death unto life. Amen. Remember, what we're noticing here as we're going through these first four verses of 1 Corinthians 10 is how the Jews at the Exodus typify Christians at the new birth. So just as they all passed, the Jews all passed through the sea, they all made it through the Red Sea. Likewise, we have all passed from death unto life. Amen. In John chapter 5, in verse 24, Jesus said this, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Amen. You and I, as born again, blood bought, children of God, are passed from death unto life. Amen to that. Now, the other thing we want to see is the Jews all were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. Amen. All were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. And again, we just read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2. Now let's look at Psalm 106 with me in verses 9 and 10. Psalm 106, verses 9 and 10, the words of God have this to say. "He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy." Now, there are actually seven baptisms in the Bible, and this is one of the seven. Likewise, as all were baptized, all those Jews were baptized in the cloud and the sea, likewise, we have all been baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. Notice what the words of God say in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." And by the way, this baptism here is another one of the seven baptisms mentioned in the Bible. Okay, again, just a quick reminder, what we're doing here is noticing how the Jews at the Exodus typify Christians at the new birth. As we continue on, the Jews, they all ate the same spiritual meat. They all ate the same spiritual meat. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 35, the words of God say this, "And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came under the borders of the land of Canaan." So this meat was manna. which sustained them through the entire wilderness journey. Likewise, we have all eaten of the bread of life. Amen. Notice what the words of Almighty God have to say in John chapter 6, in verse number 35. And he said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen to that. The other thing we want to notice here is we're noticing how the Jews at the Exodus typify Christians at the new birth. The Jews, they all drank the same spiritual drink. Amen. Let's look at some references in Exodus 17, verse 6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Then also, in Numbers chapter 20, in verses 8 to 13, we read this. Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye under the rock before their eyes. And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and said unto them, Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch your water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod, and he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because you believe me not, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 32, Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 and 4. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth without iniquity, just and right is he. And then in Deuteronomy 32, verses 30 and 31, we read this. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight except their rock, capital R, had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock, little r, is not as our rock, capital R, even our enemies themselves being judges. Amen. So this drink was water out of the rock, Jesus Christ. Just as they all, the Jews, drank of the same spiritual drink, we have all drunk the water of Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, in verse 14, the Word of God says, But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, in John chapter 7, in verses 37 and 39, the words of God say, In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, the second thing we want to notice is this, that despite all having the same salvation, they didn't all make it through the wilderness. Look with me, if you would, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Likewise, our new birth doesn't guarantee that our lives won't be cut short because of sin. Those with whom God was not well pleased were overthrown. The Lord can cut your life and my life short as well. In Romans chapter 8, Romans 8 verse 13, the words of God have this to say. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. Now, we want to turn our attention, and as a result of what we noticed, that they all didn't make it through the wilderness. Thus we have been admonished. Amen. We've been admonished. The first thing we've been admonished is not to lust after evil things. Not to lust after evil things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, amen, in verse number 6, the words of God say this. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Let's look at Numbers chapter 11, in verses 4 to 6. The Word of God has this to say, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again, and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And then in Numbers 11, verses 31 to 34, the words of God say, And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, around about the camp, as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. And he that gathered least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them all abroad from themselves around about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people. And the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of the place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. Amen. So where the Jews lusted for the food in Egypt because they were tired of manna and many died. Now, notice what it says in the first epistle of John in chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So we see the example of the lust after evil things by the Jews. And we're admonished not to lust after the things of this world. Amen. Now, the next admonition is not to commit idolatry. Not to commit idolatry. In verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Word of God says, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Amen. Now let's go to the Old Testament and see where they did exactly what we read here in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 7. In Exodus 2, verse 6, and they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And then in verse 30, chapter 32 of Exodus, verse 28, and the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell upon the people that day about 3,000 men. So many we see were committed idolatry by worshiping the golden calf, and as a result, 3,000 died. Now, notice how we're warned against the same thing. Amen. As Christians. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, we are commanded. It says, mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Amen. And then in 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. So, again, we're seeing here in 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 13, things that are written for our admonition today as Christians, that we should not do what those Jews did in the wilderness. Amen. So we've seen so far, we're admonished not to lust after evil things. And we saw what happened to the Jews in the wilderness. And not to commit idolatry. Amen. As the Jews did there in the wilderness. When Moses went up to the mount for 40 days and 40 nights to receive the commandments from the Lord. And the people, they said, what's happened to Moses? We don't know. Aaron, build us a golden calf, an idol to worship. Amen. And we saw 3,000 people died. We're warned also not to commit idolatry Okay, well, you don't have a golden calf today. But anything that you put before Almighty God is an idol. Amen. Some people love sports more than they love God, or they love money more than God, or they love their religion more than God, or their job, or their position, or their education. All of these things are idols. Amen. So we're admonished not to commit idolatry. Amen. Not to commit idolatry. Now, we are also admonished not to commit fornication. Not to commit fornication. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8, the Word of God says, "Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 3,000." So we see, let's go to Numbers 25. It talks about in verses 1 to 9 what we just read about the Jews did here in the wilderness. Numbers 25, verses 1 to 9. "And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their God, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, Slay ye every one of his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent, and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 20,000. Amen. 20,000. So many committed fornication with the Midianites. 24,000 died, 23 of them in one day. Now, as Christians, notice what it says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18. We are told, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Amen. So here we see that we are admonished not to commit fornication. And we see the example of what happened to the Jews there, amen, when they went in to the Midianites and they committed fornication. 24,000 of them died. Amen. Got to take it serious. Got to take the Lord serious. Well, we're going to stop there for now. And I hope you'll join me next time as we continue our journey through 1 Corinthians. Until we meet again, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and good day.